There you go.
Single setback and a handoff. We got a hit in there, and it's going to be Michael getting in and scoring, and the Aggies just went up 6-0. Steps up into the pocket. He fumbled the ball. He got it back. Now he's throwing end zone. Wide open. Touchdown! Touchdown! And a touchdown! Sets, throws, going this side. He's got a guy, and it's a catch! It's a touchdown! Touchdown, Texas A&M! Malcolm Kennedy! He's rolling. Throwing, it's intercepted. A&M Aggies just intercepted the ball and returned it out to the 5-yard line. You know what? I think they moved.
Oh, that's a first down, Dave.
It's offsides.
That's a first down.
That's offsides against Alabama. A&M did it. They just did it. You can look at the Aggie faithful on the sophomore side of the field and that Aggie band. Lightning in a bottle in Tuscaloosa.
This is your radio home for the Aggies.
Yeah.
I'll respect that. As someone who has watched videos in slow motion of RG3 with music accompanying it,
I'll respect that.
Anyway, yeah, it's a pretty good day. Pretty good day. So, see where we go from there.
Well, here's the next big question.
Yeah.
And did Johnny Football put himself in position to be a Heisman Trophy winner?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
No.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
As long as he's as good as RG3.
Yeah, we're not sure if it's this year or not.
It won't be this year.
Okay.
If he would have beaten either LSU or Florida.
In addition to this, yeah.
Maybe.
Then it'd be a lock, yeah. Maybe going Kansas State who?
Yeah.
But anyhow, yeah, it's kind of cool. And so here comes powerful
Sam Houston.
Well, and again, they in their division, pretty good. Pretty good last year. You know, made it to the finals and lost, but nonetheless, see how that worked.
I just feel bad.
Yeah.
Why do you feel bad?
Because
are you never going to be able to up your intensely correct game day?
No, I feel bad because if I was in better shape, I could play this Saturday.
Oh,
listen to you.
Hey, so with the
you're not in that bad a shape.
No, but with the three of us at the end of this football game, we might all three get to play.
There you go. So now, how many of you have raised your hand if you've been to a monster truck race? Right? Okay.
I have.
Yeah.
Nope.
More than one.
Really, Kat? Well, I'd never go to another one after the first one, but it's loud. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
It is loud,
especially when it's in Reed.
Yeah. Well, you know, any of them, because that's what happens is usually they're in arenas that are at least have a covered top. And so as a result, the sound pretty much hangs there, right? And isn't that part of what it is?
Sure.
That's part of what makes monster truck racing what it is.
My love for Baylor is as big as a monster truck.
Oh, well, there you are. She just won't let it go.
No, she won't.
Okay. a monster truck has gone all electric.
What?
Are you for real?
Are we going to end up with a monster truck that sounds like a golf cart? See, that's not going to work.
No.
And not just any monster truck, mind you.
Does it have one of those electric Jacob's ladders on the top? Like, what's his name's head? Frankenstein's monster from the old black and white movies? Because that would be cool.
What?
Oh, never mind.
You lost me.
Anyway, and it's not just any monster truck, okay? The first and most well-known of them all, Bigfoot, recently unveiled at the Odyssey Battery Bigfoot No. 20 Monster Truck. The Bigfoot electric monster truck, powered by three banks of 10 electric batteries that power the motor for a total of 300 volts. Yeah, I know. Six additional batteries power the brakes and the steering systems. All told, there are 36 onboard batteries. That weighs a bit, I'd imagine. Weighs 1,375 pounds. To carry all this weight, Bigfoot No. 20 is custom designed with a 2012 fiberglass body.
Wow.
So I went to find some video of this thing because I wanted to hear what it sounded like. Because again, here we go.
Oh, that puts a thrill in me.
No, but I mean, that's it.
I would like to go to a monster truck rally someday. It just hasn't happened yet.
It's going to crush two cars. I mean, it's revving up.
It sounds like a can of tuna.
It does. It's backing up now. Here we go. We're going to back up a full 8 feet. Did you hear it go?
It sounded like a remote control.
It did. and it crushes them just fine, but it sounds like a radio-controlled truck. That's not going to work.
No.
I don't think people will care for that.
You know, it's, you know what it started as, don't you? It was a Ford. There was a Ford dealership in St. Louis, Missouri that built it as an advertisement to sit out in front of the dealership.
Okay.
Awesome.
Not to be actually driven or anything. Just put it out there so people would stop in. And then they ended up, what, taking it on the road, huh? Well,
yeah, it turned into giant competitions.
There you go. It's fiberglass. And I, what, does that mean the greenies are going to come out now? They'll all come in their hemp clothing and watch that.
Eating granola, watching cars crush
each other. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to see car crusher races with, you know, they're going to start having those in Tacoma. Oh, man.
I'll wear my Birkenstocks if I have to go.
Yeah, no, I mean, really, what are we doing? Come on. How about edible deodorant? You ready for that?
No, that's really sick.
Edible deodorant.
Only if it's made of white chocolate.
Okay, it's a new thing. It's a new thing. A deodorant that you eat. Dio Perfume Candy is a rose-flavored candy that also emits a rosy smell once you've eaten it. Costs about $8 a bag. You can get sugar-free. Rack.com says it's a collaboration between a Belgian candy company and American pharmaceutical company. Not in all stores in the U.S., but it can be bought online through Amazon.
Well, you say it emits a smell once you've eaten it, but
I don't know
where's the smell emitting
from?
I
don't know if it emits, you know, where it needs to be, or is it just coming out of your mouth? Because, again, you know, that's not the entire problem as far as deodorant is concerned.
I think deodorant's kind of a trick thing anyway.
What does that mean?
I almost never wear it. I always forget, and it doesn't seem to make any difference, really. I mean, I've tried this kind of rock deodorants, you know.
Oh, yeah, the rock things, yeah.
And now I have some kind of liquid organic deodorant. I just almost never wear deodorant.
That whole rock deodorant thing is really bizarre because then it's, okay, let's see if we can get the American public to take this scratchy rock and rub it under their arms. I mean, really?
Hey, at least guys have pit hair to protect them from.
Oh, quit
them.
It.
Well.
Hello?
I think you've got something. If you've got something that can induce sweet-smelling smells when it comes out the wrong end.
Now, I'm not sure that's what it means.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All I know is I don't want to eat something that's... I've had rose-flavored Turkish Delight, and I tell you what, buddy, it is not that tasty.
Turkish Delight?
Yeah. Or it comes in rose and lemon. Lemon's my favorite.
What is Turkish Delight? I guess I'm not knowing what that is.
It's a British dessert. It's kind of gelatinous and made an appearance famously in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, of course. Well, see, I just haven't gotten around to watching that yet.
Well.
I know.
Maybe I can make you some Turkish delight.
There you go. Hey, here's some voter news. Usher cut in line on Election Day.
I heard about that. Isn't that ridiculous?
Officials in Atlanta are okay with that. But WSB-TV reported the singer was brought to the front of the line to, quote, minimize distractions. Well, the Fulton County Commissioner, Liz Hausman, is not cool with that. She says only folks with disabilities and the elderly and voters who have small kids should get any kind of special treatment, not a celebrity. Boy, that is exactly right. I cannot imagine that they did that. But nonetheless, hello?
Yeah, y'all don't ever get rid of Kat. She just leaves me rolling around in my chair here.
Listen, I'm telling you. I tell you. A whole new world.
Thanks for that vote of confidence.
Every day. I'd never thought about that before. Okay, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you big watcher?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think?
Well, probably, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all right.
No.
Anyway.
I don't think I've ever even seen the Macy's Day Parade except in, you know, movies.
Even when you were a little kid?
No, don't really do that.
Okay.
On Thanksgiving, we don't watch TV.
I understand. Yeah.
We're one of those kind of weird families.
Anyway.
We don't watch football. We just eat and play family games.
There you go. Canadian singer Carly Rae Jepsen going to be on one of those floats, along with the Irish boy band The Wanted. They one of your favorites because they're from Ireland?
I never heard of them.
Okay, anyway. Let's see who else we got. Oh, Chris Isaak. Don McLean is going to be singing. Wow. Mannheim Steamroller.
Now that's cool.
And Cody Simpson. Have you seen them in concert?
I actually didn't even know what they were until last Christmas.
Whenever, really?
Uh-huh. Because Brian Broadcasting plays Mannheim Steamroller for 24 hours on Christmas Day.
Yes, we did.
Never had even heard of it. Never, ever.
Probably before...
I don't know how I survived.
If I were to guess before too long, you may not have to travel far to see Mannheim Steamroller. That's about, I think that's probably as far as I could go with that. But, yeah, you may get a chance to see Mannheim Steamroller.
Well.
Sometime soon. All right, 722.